Hey,
y'all. Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi, stand up.
Hey, welcome to the Real Live Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with DJ Sir J Boogie in the building. What's going on, DJ Sir J Boogie?
Man, it's cold, man. It's cold outside. What's going on?
It's cold everywhere. I am like, man, this is ridiculous. And, bro, we ain't going to waste no time. Like, but before we do that, bro, we do got some special guests in the building right now, but I'm going to wait till, you know, I got a new computer, DJ Sir J Boogie, and we got a new engineer in the building. By the name of Ms. Renee Hutz, our new engineer. Yeah, I want to welcome her to the show. Everybody welcome to Renee Starks. And she's my first cousin.
Renee Starks.
She's in the building. Renee Starks is in the building, y'all. Engineer,
live and direct.
You want to meet the real new engineer? Well, she's in the back in the booth.
We need an engineer.
Out of control. Yeah, that part. Okay. Oh, no. How you feel, man? What's been going on with you, Jay Boogie?
Hey, man, we down here, man, getting ready for a couple of comedy shows next week with Bo P, man. But, man, just, you know, every day, man, just grateful, man, to be above ground and living the dream, bro. That's really, man, I'm grateful, man. I'm thankful, man.
All right, that's great. But before we move on, I want to take a second, you know, just to thank you for your loyalty and commitment. You know, blood makes you related, but loyalty makes you family. And I know things have been hard for us, you know, growing up doing what we do. You know, we have our shortcomings, this and that, but, you know, some people stay true to the funk and get down and dirty. So I just got to say, during the midst of, you know, us building this show out, and we just want to thank you, DJ Sir J Boogie, for what you're doing, what you bring to the table on a public platform. So the 100,000, well, I just want to let you know that things have changed. And before I conclude with you, J Boogie, I want to give a special shout-out to Brother Ed. Ed Waters, the CEO, CFO, and the owner of the station, and what he did building it from ground floor, ground plus, and not worrying. He said, told me about something last week. He said, man, Ross, don't you worry. We got this. And I'm just glad to report to you, DJ Sir J Boogie, that now the Real Life Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session is now on Android. We're live on Apple TV, and we're live on Roku as we speak. So one thing was now 100,000. Now we're in millions of homes. And I just want to give the proper accolade to those who made this process, Lisa Stewart, Jarrell Hill. I mean, the people I've been on team, my structures to all of our past guests, Tony Mercedes, Dixon Edwards, Kim Whitley, Angela Means. I mean, the list goes on. Did I say Tony Mercedes? Melanie Camacho, the keeps going
Johnson.
On. Amarosa, A.J. Johnson.
Mean Green. Mean Green. Howie Bell.
Man, the list goes on.
Pink Gator.
The list goes on. Yeah, Pink Gator's in the building. Well, no further ado, before I bring our next guest on, let's do this so we pay the bills. Come on, we don't want him to cut our heads off. All right, you have to
the views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
All right, all right. Welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show with DJ Stir J Boogie in the building. So what else going on,
yes,
DJ?
Yes, sir. Man, you know, man, I'm excited about this this Android, Apple TV, Roku, these platforms we've been added to, man. I mean, more people going to get the message, man, and they're going to get the memo. And it's on, Mac and Boog, man, we up in here.
Yeah, well, we ain't going to waste no time, you know, because everybody's tapping in. We got this young lady who is on the air. She is on the air. She was in I just ran into her in Cincinnati. She's doing big things in Cincinnati. I bumped into her in Ricardo, Speedy Recovery. Ricardo Maxwell, we want to say we're sending prayers out for you, bro, to the 100,000 listeners that we have on the station. We want to say thank you for doing what you do, bro, being a beacon of light to the community. And definitely for your shop, you know, helping, you know, this brother, I can't too much say too much for Cuzzo. He does a lot of things that people don't know, and that you know, being an ambassador to the community, we just want to say, bro, we love you, we respect you, and we trust you. And I'm going to find you tomorrow to kick your tail in chest tomorrow. So, Ricardo, much love, speedy recovery on the Real Live Sean Ross Talk Show. But my next voice you're going to hear, this young lady. I'm letting her come in her own form and fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live on the Real Live Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Sess. Y'all give it up for Miss Latoya. Welcome to Show Latoya.
Hey, Sean. How's it going? I'm good. How about you?
All right. I can't complain. Now, you got something down there. My DJ's all the way in Texas, and he has his lady friend. I told him you had a boutique. But I want to let you know, Latoya, let us know. How you doing today, Latoya?
Yeah,
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Okay. Enjoying this weather up here.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Miss Latoya.
Yeah, Miss Latoya. She is in the building. And I'm going to let her tell you about her boutique and everything.
Okay.
So, Latoya, can you let us all know about what you have going on in the greater Ohio area?
Yes, I have a clothing store. It's called Asaya Boutique. We are online, Instagram, Facebook. We pretty much have a lot of clothing, women's clothing, handbags, sunglasses, all types of accessories. And it's growing. It is. It's growing.
So can we ask you, how did you get in the fashion industry? What made you decide, you know, to open your beacon of light in the Midwest?
Long story short, basically, you know, I've always been into fashion. I've always had an appreciation for art, creativity, expression, and I love meeting and helping people. So just having a boutique, it allowed me to do all of those things. So, I mean, before I actually had my boutique, I had the opportunity to work with a lot of wonderful designers, and I was a liaison where I would place some of their clothing in boutiques. But once I moved back to Cincinnati, I decided to actually have my own brick-and-mortar store. So that's what I did. I opened it up, and it's been going for almost 3 years now.
No, what do you sell in there? What kind of items? Is it for female and male, or just females? Or who are you catering
to? Yeah, it's only women's clothing, and it's
okay.
Like going-out attire. But I have, like, it's a lot of different and cute pieces. I mean, from tops to bottoms, jumpsuits, dresses, rompers. It's a lot of different pieces that I offer.
So some real sexy stuff for the ladies to step out and make heads turn.
You already know.
There it is. Yeah. I didn't send some people your way because I don't know. We got to get them together. I'm going to send them your way. We got to get them together.
Yeah, definitely.
Time
to come through.
Hey, we have the real Sean Ross live talk show jam session with DJ Sir J Boogie. Latoya, we might want to do a campaign, like we will, you know, as a donation of being on, you know, for for a CEO barter system where we'd be like, well, okay, we're going to dress you, you know, for the for maybe, you know, today, like the 100 call day across the country. We do the 100 and maybe the 200 caller. I don't know if our engineer, Ms. Renee Starks, can make that happen on the caller who calls in on number. If you can hear us and you call in and you are the 200th caller or the 400th caller in this hour, in this,
a lot of calls.
In the next 30 minutes, yeah, that's a lot of calls. So, yeah, we'll let them shopping at you. You know, we got to make some happen. We got to keep the show alive. And if we brand it, you know, we got to make it make sense. Yeah, extreme makeover.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I love to do. I love projects when they come in the door and they say, I don't know what I want. I'm like, look, we about to get you together. So definitely send them my way.
Do you sell shoes?
I don't do shoes. I do not. I used to, but I do not do shoes. So that's the only thing that we do. Yeah.
I love a woman in some high heels. So that's what I was asking for. Okay. All right.
So, are you into dressing celebrities?
I am. I've done a couple before. I've worked with a couple of magazines around Cincinnati, like local magazines, and sometimes when they're interviewing certain prominent people, they'll come to me and you know, I'll get the person dressed and we'll take pictures and stuff.
That's fly.
Yeah, so I've worked with a lot of local businesses, and we've collaborated on projects like that.
Okay. Do you do fashion shows?
I've participated in a couple, probably 2 years ago. I haven't done much lately as far as the fashion shows go, but it's a lot of work. It's really fun. You meet a lot of great people, a lot of great models, photographers. It is a really great thing to do. So I used to do the fashion shows. I haven't done one lately, but I am interested in getting into more of them.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're putting the word out for you. We're going to get you in some fashion shows.
Yeah, and we're putting together a fashion show, too, for the show. Yeah, with DJ Sergey Boogie being the DJ, and I'm the host. So we're going to take that road on. We're going to take that on the show on the road. And, you know, as we do Rock for Kindness, we're going to make it do what it do, that part.
Okay. Like I said, I love collaborating with people, so let's do it.
Yeah. Networking.
We're going to make it happen. And ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, all the way from West Coast, representing the 310, the 562. Y'all know what it is. Tap in part two. Y'all give it up for one of the best West Coast rappers, entertainers, producers in the country. Y'all give it up for man. Dre is in the building. What's up, Dre?
Man, shit, chilling on this 213-310, like you said. Just leaving from editing right now, doing this new TV show with me and Slink Johnson, who played Black Jesus. We just finished editing right now. We pulling out. Got a new TV show coming. Actually, you made a guest star appearance on there. You did your thing.
Hey, thank you very much, sir. You know, I'm going to let him in.
Damn, I wasn't invited. What's your car?
Sean played you out. Yeah, Sean played you out, no, DJ. Don't let him. You know Sean be having shit cracking.
Man. Okay.
Also, Dre, this is Dre, I forgot to tell you, I didn't get to know Tayshia to tell you, you know, the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session is a PG station for the most part. So I just want to just give you that, you know, because kids
PG.
And our sponsors.
So you talking about all the players and the gangsters? Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Sean Reason, tap in, baby, tap in. What's up with you?
Hey, I'm so glad you chatted there, bro, because you know what? We got LaToya Boutique Extraordinaire, fashion guru on the phone, and you, Dre. This is our first live taping of us going on a bigger platform on Roku, Android, and Apple.
Right mm-hmm.
Man, congratulations, brother.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. We doing this, but it's an honor and privilege to even do this one time. If I don't care where you from, Dre, I'm going to let you. You know what, Dre? You know what? No, what I'm thinking about. Hold on 1 second. Engineer, I'm having a problem issue. Okay, well, I'm trying to. Hold on, one second. Let me get the engineer.
Come on, Renee.
Yeah. I'm looking for this song here. It should be. Okay, I'm trying to. I think it's the
training
ball.
Day. This is training day for Renee.
South Central.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second, y'all.
I ain't going nowhere.
Hold on, man. Don't hold me. Yeah, hold on. Let me say this because I don't know. Cold 10. Hold on, man, y'all.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments, and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
I just signed something that said that all my views and all my perspectives was what y'all felt and what the station felt.
All right, well, Dre, we're going to do it.
Sean and Renee.
Hey, Dre, you want to do this world premiere? Can we do a world premiere with you, Dre, while we got you on the phone?
Hey, man, I would love that, man. Go ahead and knock that tap in, man. I appreciate it. Let's knock that, man, wherever you at.
Nip hustle, rest up, King. When you land in my city, you better tap in. Before you go to the hood, you better tap in. Before you go out to eat, you better tap in. Before you buy you some weed, you better tap in. Now homie, tap in, tap in. Yeah, baby, tap in, tap in. You know you better tap in, tap in. These DJs better tap in. Bang my life. It'd be smart of you to do before you chance your life. Dangerous outside and mixing with these buzzers who ain't got no stripes. Yeah, don't be so fast exposing your dough. They had you robbed naked on the side of the road. Game is to be sold, but you've been told for sure. To be these fine fly women out here plotting the most. It's a way to move, especially on the West Coast. I got the formula, you got the brick, I'm get you a dope. Dope minds with 4-5s in most cities worldwide. It's rules to live by, and one day we all die. It's real beer to check in.
Tap in, so don't forget to tap in, tap in. Central Love.
All day, baby.
Wow.
All day.
Wow. Tap in, tap in. Yes.
Tap
in, John
Ross.
Tap
in.
Yeah.
You better
tap in,
man. You better. Ain't nothing wrong with tapping in, man. It's like I created a terminology called Hood National. I've lived in New York. I help, you know, South Central LA, but living in New York, Atlanta, Miami, different places. There's nothing wrong with touching base with your people when you get into town. Just to know what's
that's
going
respect.
On. What's
that's
what?
Respect.
Yeah, wherever
respect.
I'm at. It don't matter where I'm at. Some people are taking it as you undermining somebody, but you're not. You tapping in to know what's going on. If I come to a neighborhood that I'm not familiar with, I want to tap in whose neighborhood that is when I get in town. What's happening?
That's respect.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Much respect.
Appreciate
much
y'all.
All right. Hey, Dre, I got to ask you, what made you get started in the rap industry?
You know, man, I'm a child of
the
game. Go ahead. Hold on. I don't want to answer. You might got one more. Go ahead.
So that's it.
Okay. You know, I'm teasing. You know, brother, to be honest with you, man, I'm a child of the game, man. So my parental unit, my mother and father, was really, they were street individuals. You know what I mean? So saying that to say, I found myself in foster care at a young age, like, you know, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, that type of shit. I had the teacher that encouraged me about writing poetry. So I was in second grade, and she had me writing poetry, and I just so happened to be writing hooks. And I didn't know that I was writing hooks, you know what I mean? So she inducted my about 10 of my poems in this writing contest they had when I was in second grade, and I won. It was my first time in the paper, and I won, and I was writing hooks without knowing I was writing hooks. So that was the first thing that let me know that I could write. And I started rapping, I don't know, a couple months, maybe right after that, because then I discovered it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I got it. You know what I mean? I can rap. And I had a strong vocabulary. So I say second, third grade when I really started rapping. And the film production and whatnot came about. It's just a natural thing. If you're a prolific artist in general and you just write certain things, you can see the visuals of it. You know, vision is the ability to see what presently is invisible. So if you write certain things, you can see things. So I always wanted to direct. So I started directing shorts and doing films, and it led me up to directing Snoop Dogg and video with me and him and doing other films and everything else. And that's just how it happened. And I just fell in love with the filmmaking. You know what I mean? Fell in love with it. So here I am now. You feel?
I feel you. Now let me ask this other question. A lot of people may not know across our viewers in retrospect, mm-hmm. but can you touch on your relationship to
You know, with Nip, it's a trip because I'm going to the Bayou Grill now. It's weird. I'm pulling up to this restaurant where I met Nipsey at. His mom's ex-husband, Mike, owns this restaurant called the Bayou Grill in Englewood on 64th and La Brea. And I went there years ago when Nip was about 13, 14 years old. Him and his brother Sam worked there. And, you know, their mom, his sister, that's his sister's dad's spot, his baby sister's dad's spot, they own that. And I met Nip there, man. Nip was a young kid, and he wasn't a gangbanger or nothing like that. He was just a kid, and his brother Sam was, I just clicked with Sam always when I come speak. Nip was more quiet. Sam was working the register, so Sam was like, man, you got to rock with my brother. Sam got to know me from coming in a lot, and I was moving fast in the streets, having my little money. He was like, man, you are, Dre. You got to get out with my little brother. So I didn't really take him serious at first. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, that's what's up. He young. And, you know, just seeing him all the time and talking, and a year or two passed. And he was in high school at the time, and I just started taking him serious. I heard him. I was like, he's hard. You know, then when he got 18, 19, and he just started doing different tapes, it was just apparent at that point. And then it got to a point where we both ended up, our names came up to be on this Tupac album called Pac's Life. Then we actually ended up on the same song about 13, 14 years ago on a song called Pac's Life. No, a song called International, produced by L.T. Hutton, who did the All Eyes on Me movie. And it's Tupac featuring Nipsey Hussle and Young Dre the Truth. And that's actually what got Nip his first deal and whatnot. So we go back to that time. So I met Nip at the Bayou Grill years ago, and we just clicked, and he became like a little brother, little cousin to me, him and Sam. You know, and I just watched their growth and watched them, and I was involved with a lot of early stuff with Nip. I'd go with him to a lot of shows. We worked a lot. We'd be at 1500 before 1500 blew up. And we all just local, you know what I mean? Just us being local in the city and whoever's really fire. You know what I mean? There's certain songs you can look up with me, him, and Bad Luck, and me and Nip. It's just online. It's just lyrically. we are the elite. You know what I mean? So just cream is gonna rise to the top, and it's just gonna, you're gonna always rock with different rappers if you know about each other. But Nip became more of a personal thing because I knew him before. You know what I mean? You know a lot of that. So that's where I met Nip at, and that's where we started our relationship at. And Nip became like a little bro to me. You know what I mean? Straight up. So, and then later I put him in one of his first movies I produced, which was Love Chronicles with Tyler. And we did that movie together. You know what I mean? Me, him, Mike Epps, Vivica Fox. And it was a great experience. We had fun just going over lines and having a ball, smoking on set, and, you know. And that's some of my history with Nip, you know.
I was there for that movie, Love Chronicles, as a producer on that. That's when I met you on that set. Yes, and it was a pleasure.
I actually brought Mike Epps to the film, and Big U brought Ving Rhames, and then Nip came and all that. We all just, that's how I came together. We cooked up with Big Sis Tyler, and about 4 or 5 or 6 films later, I've been working with Tyler for years now, and she's my partner, so. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going on record saying I'm partnering with y'all, and I need your word that you ain't gonna leave me live. We got 100,000 listeners right now. Oh, excuse me.
Well, you know how we do, man. You know, I come from the philosophy of we eat what we kill, so we get out and we hunt together. We gonna eat together, so that means we gonna do the work together. We gonna eat together. We can't leave nobody behind the wheel if it ain't working.
That part.
You know?
There it is.
Fast. Tap in. Hey, man, you're doing a good job, Sean. I want to commend you, man, Sean. You always been solid dude. You've been connected for years, and it's good to see you doing your thing. You do a good job. Whenever you pull up, man, you stay solid. We appreciate you for that, brother. Straight up. Tap in. Now get it how you live it. Come.
Ooh, wait. I thank you for your time, baby. Give me like 1 more minute. I need 2 more minutes with you, Dre, before I let you go. I got you on the 25. Before I let either one of y'all go. Y'all got to listen to this song. I'm just going to play just a brief snippet of it. We do this for every artist, every promoter, every athlete, everybody that blesses our platform. We play this song one time, and you tell us what it means and resonates to you. Here we go, y'all.
Okay. I get it.
Radio, KEWRDB.
What's up, man? Hey, what is that song? What were you doing when that song was out there? What does that song mean to you?
You know what? You know, I wasn't born when the song was out, but my mother always raised me up listening to that song. And to keep it 100 with you, it kind of hit home right now because I love the song and I love any old school song. But my sister passed away of cancer last year. My mother played that during her celebration. We actually had a friend of ours sing that song. So that song kind of hit me hard right now because it made me think of my sister, to be honest with you. And before that, just my mom just played that on Sundays and whatnot. But it's one of the emotional songs, like when you're at a service or a celebration of someone's life and you're playing all the pictures and the video,
and whatnot and all that. So that's where that hit me up. So it was pretty refreshing. Mm-hmm. So I appreciated that. So that's what it made me feel, to be real with you.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much. Miss LaToya.
You know, I'm feeling the same way. I mean, just hearing that song just kind of brought tears to my eyes because, you know, I've dealt with a lot in life, you know, from losing important people, my brother, my mom, aunt, you know. So just, you know, hearing it just makes you think about, you know, it makes you want to appreciate the people that are in your life right now and forgive people because, you know, people are human and they make mistakes. But at the end of the day, you never know when it's going to be that last moment, that last day. So you just need to appreciate and cherish every moment that you have as if it was your last. So just respect people and just be humble. So, I mean, I'm in the same boat. It makes me think about all the lost, all my loved ones and all the people that I lost.
I'm here, sir, Jay Boogie.
I feel that.
Jay Boogie.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, your reaction,
know, man, I answer this every show, but let me come with something, man, off the top of the dome. Let me just say memory lane, man, going back down farm paths, man, just not forget where you come from, you know what I'm saying? You know, humble beginnings, bruh, you know, eating noodles for dinner, you feel me? So just, you know, never forget where you come from and passing that torch to the next people up and coming, you know? You know, we blessed to be a blessing. That's what I get.
Mm-hmm. And as long as I'm on this network, on this stage, that song, I have to tell you, Dre LaToya and Jay Boogie, it will always be me and the producer, the engineer, me and Renee, we were just thinking about that. When we say that song, we think about our grandmother. You know, same thing with you, Dre, that cancer, I mean, that cancer is a bad boy, and, you know, I hate it.
Let me tell you, I hate cancer.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. That song is heavy. I think all of us, it brings back some type of, you know, major memory. I mean, that song was well written and it's going to last for hundreds of years, man, as long as people play it because it's definitely going to strike a chord with you, you know what I mean, with everybody. I felt what LaToya said, man, what Bro said. So, man, I definitely feel that way. I appreciate y'all, man. Tap in, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
how can we get in contact with you, Dre? Like as far as
you can find me. You can find me at Andre Truth 7. That's Andre Truth, Truth, and the number 7. And that's everywhere. That's Twitter, Instagram, everything going. You know what I mean? Andre Truth 7.
For sure. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. The Truth in the building. All right, all right. I know you need to get it. Thank you for your time, bro. Really
hey, Dre. I appreciate y'all. Yes, sir.
Hey, Dre. I'm going to be in L.A. in December, man. I'm going to definitely tap in.
Tap in, bro. Definitely tap
for
in,
sure.
Man. Appreciate you.
Whenever
man.
You
go
come to Texas,
me,
man, holler at me.
I'm tapping
H-Town.
In.
No doubt.
H-Town, oh, for sure. Yeah, I might be in San Antonio in December, so I might slide down to H-Town, too. For sure.
Okay. You stay connected.
Okay.
Set
man.
Up a show.
I appreciate y'all.
Networking. That's what we do.
All right.
Work. Set up the show.
Come on. You Sean Ross. Make Sean Ross the boss.
Step on.
Sean Ross, you know, we
hey, we in management, baby. Sean Ross, and definitely YouTubers. Okay. Hey, Mr. T, how do we get in contact with you?
I'm sorry. What was that?
And how do we get in contact with you? You want to
Hello?
Uh-huh.
You got a bad
one. Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, it's hard to hear. It's some interception or interference.
A lot of background.
Do you have a tag for the shop? That's the background. You got a tag for the shop?
Yeah.
For you and your shop? Where it's located? All that? How can people get in contact with you?
So, yeah, if you want to actually visit the physical brick-and-mortar store, we're located at 9400 Reading Road, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45215. You can call our number, 513-873-4042. We are on Instagram and Facebook under Asaya Boutique. That is spelled A-S. E-A-Y-A, Boutique, B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E. If you want to follow me, my name on Instagram is LaToya, L-A-T-O-Y-A, Suggs, S-U-G-G-S.
Okay. And this is where we go to the process. Thank you very much. And now, before you know, you know everybody has to drop a nugget. When you come on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with DJ Sergey Boogie, we ask everybody to drop a nugget. Drop a nugget is what you like to see in your community. What advice would you give to somebody that's having a bad day, bad hour, bad moment? Can you drop a nugget of what's very intimate about you that illuminates and lets your light shine? Can you drop a nugget to the people? Drop a nugget to our community.
Go ahead, Latoya.
You first, ladies first. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. I just always say, you know, whatever's going on right now, it's the past. It'll be the past tomorrow. So today won't last forever. So if you're having a bad day at this very moment, it's okay because it won't be like this tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Dre, you still here?
Yeah, Dre.
Okay, Dre.
I'm here.
If you
have
to drop
a
golden nugget, okay. What's the nugget? Give us a nugget, bro. Give us a nugget.
Man, the biggest nugget, man, is just to appreciate your loved ones, man, and appreciate your time and utilizing it. Spend precious time with your loved ones, man, as opposed to chasing BS and being out wanting to be around some people that may not want to be around you. If you got your mother, your brother, your children, your sister, appreciate your loved ones while they're here, man, because I've lost a loved one, and I would do anything just to switch that. So a lot of times we take people for granted, and we waste a lot of time. So my biggest thing is utilize your precious time and appreciate your loved ones. You got a grandmother, your mother, spend time with them as much as you can, because all this other stuff ain't about nothing when you lose them. It's not about nothing.
No,
so that's definitely my jewel. And stay consistent with whatever you believe in. Stop chasing other people's stuff and chase your own. A lot of people will go out to every club, every party, and they're not celebrating themselves. They're celebrating everything else, and they want to complain why they don't have anything going. I don't need to go out to anything. I need to work. So when it's time for us to go celebrate this show on television and these next three films I'm working on, then that's time for us to party then. You feel me? So that's my jewel. Go to work on yourself. You know what I mean?
Well, there
straight
it is.
Up.
For the show.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. Latoya, you have a blessed night. Y'all have a blessed night up in there. I'm going to tap in there. Everybody tap in is out now, available on all platforms. And Diablo's coming as well, too, man. We shot a dope-ass film with that, so we coming. Appreciate you, Sean.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, now y'all can hang loose. We still got to pay these bills real quick. Y'all want to tap? We got about 20 more minutes left, and we're going to rock stop. We got a couple of taps. If you want to tap in, you can call the number. You can call us in at 323-642-1757. You want to say put on jets. You can tap in. Tap in.
Not get.
Right after this, commercial breaks.
Entertainment. A global network for your top source for live streaming continuous content, such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyle, and wellness, and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact Mystique Entertainment. Info MystiqueEntertainment@gmail.com.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless Mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
All right. Welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, DJ Sergey Boogie. We have Mr. Latoya, and we have my man Dre tap in all the way from the West Coast. We'll be the master, executive producer, all that. We are moving and grooving. Jay Boogie, tell me something good, DJ Sergey Boogie.
Hey, man, we here. We making it happen, man. I'm just, like I said, once again, excited about this Android, Apple TV, and Roku hookup. Definitely, man, we didn't mention it, but rest in peace, John Pops Witherspoon, man. We lost a legend yesterday, man. So definitely want to send, you know, condolences to his family and loved ones. And I remember that brother from Hollywood Shuffle, you know what I'm saying? So that's how far back I go with it.
Wow, and likewise, I did all that. Worked with John Witherspoon, and I got to hook up one and two. May his family be blessed. May God put his wedge of protection around them. May God, you know, let them know that he, through his grace, that she'll sustain them and, you know, leave unto the Lord the rest. You know, so, yeah, but kudos to that. And when we're talking about other news, I want to say a prayer for those families that were affected by the fires in Los Angeles, California.
No doubt.
Somebody there, if you know somebody that's in the state of California that's being affected by the fires, make sure you reach out to them. You know, if we knew better, we'd do better. We would embrace better. So I'm definitely asking everybody to definitely tap in with your loved ones that are in California. You know, I'm glad to say my brother, my nieces are okay. Yeah, and I want my little brother, let me put a public service announcement for my little brother. It's okay to keep the turtle for my niece Harper. We're going to do it. The station will provide for the turtle. I want my mom to relay that. You know, let everybody know, Cody, Natalia, we're going to do it on the stand for Cody the turtle. He's a little baby turtle that my niece was received from my brother, T. Bill Boogie Trent, and he gave my niece a turtle. And my brother was trying to put it up for adoption. I'm like, no, we're not going to kick Cody out. We're going to have to do it. We might have to do not a fundraiser, it's called a GoFundMe for Cody. We're going to keep Cody around, so if you want to in Radio Land, you know, say something for Cody, let us know.
Okay.
Just want to share that.
Hey, man, on a brighter note, man, shout out to James Black, starring in the new movie Black and Blue, man. I went to see it on Monday. It's off the chain. So y'all go to
it is
y'all
off
the
chain.
Deion Taylor's movie. That's right. Deion Taylor movie. That's y'all.
Yeah, our homie James Black is up in there.
Yes, sir. Good biopic. Good biopic. It ain't no biopic, but it's a good theatrical. I mean, it's nice. And kudos. You know, James Black was the first friend. So everybody know about my history. Dre, for us, when I touched the mic for us hosting, it was DJ James Moses Black, just usually went by DJ Black, Central State University. He gave my opportunity to make me carry the turntables. He made me carry the records, and he made me carry the turntables again and again and again. And then when I got on the mic, I didn't have to grab the turntables no more. I didn't have to grab the records no more. He was like, okay. And then he started saying, hey, show up at the party. You got a job. I made my first $25 with James Moses Black. That part. Tap in.
Yes, sir.
Just tap in. Tapped all the way in.
Gale warning.
Tapped all the way in.
And this is the point where I allow my guests to top on any subject and topic that they may want to have. To leave the impression for anybody out there that's listening right now. Because we got a lot of people listening. They tap the phone lines ringing. I don't know who to tap in or who to let in. Let me see what this one do. Hold on one second. I like to do things. Just right here. Who is this? Hello, caller. Thank you for tapping in. Who do we have on the line right now? Yeah, I'm talking
Hello?
To you. Yeah, who's on this? Hello, 832-732-4369. Who are we talking? Whose phone number is this? Welcome to the show. You don't have to be shy. Go ahead. Just say amen if you don't want to say nothing else. They just listening. God bless their heart. All right, y'all.
I'm glad they listen.
We appreciate all the listeners. For that, I'm gonna make sure they call back and line up. But yeah, with no further ado, y'all, we got to do this for all the bros out there that's celebrating fraternity line anniversaries. You know, we just want to make sure on the behalf of the Real Show Ross Talk Show and Jam Session, we salute you for your community service in your area and all that you do to uplift the community. And you're a proud member of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity, and you celebrating your line anniversary. Y'all thought we was going to forget about you. We ain't going to forget about you, because we're going to do it like this. Root, root. Bow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yo.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that takes this tale, we'll be busy. Be the clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, skip dog. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dog, funky dog, nasty dog.
Now tune in to the Real Shine Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Shine MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Shine Ross. Shine Ross. Shine Ross to no limit. And you tuned in. Shine Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi stand up.
Hey, welcome to the Real Shine Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session.
Hey, man. Hey, Sean.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
man, that's Mama Boogie's favorite song right there, man. That intro, man.
I love it. I love the intro.
That's her
intro.
She's real. She want me to send it to her, man, so she can play it, man, over on repeat.
I pray for you. Yes, sir. But you know, before we get out of here for today, of course, I want to thank all the million listeners that are listening out there, and I want to thank our staff, Lisa Stewart, Ed, the whole crew that's been supporting us.
Yeah.
What we do, Mama Glow, love you, Mama Glow. Tell Lil Glow she should have tapped in. You know what I mean?
She tapped in.
You know, we got Dre on the phone all the way. We want to thank LaToya for coming in, representing West Coast and what she does. And want anybody, all the sick and shut out there, we're praying for you. Get well. All right, and we want to thank our new engineer. Producer Renee starts in the phenomenal job. She came in, she saved the day so we can get the word out. You know, the computers are down here messed up, so she went and did what she did. You know, thank you, Renee Starks. You want to say something to the people, Renee? She's just shy. She said she just do her work. She just do her thing.
She's behind the scenes.
All right. We're friends with my aunt, Mama. My aunt, she made some chili. Jay Boogie, I'm about to chili on it. Yeah. Dre.
What's up with it, Don? What's up with it, Dre?
Before we get out of
what's
here,
up,
you gave us a tag. GJ Sergey Boogie, you want to give us a tag?
At GJ Sergey Boogie, that's all one word. DJ Sirjay Boogie, and don't forget Houston. We got two comedy shows coming up on November 7th and November 8th with Bo P, Flo Hernandez, and my girl Sweet Baby Keita. Straight out of South Carolina. It's going to be off the chain at the Red Rooster on the 7th and at Cafe 4212 on the 8th. I'm DJing. Come on through. Let's do this.
All right. And for me, I'm hosting tomorrow at Park Place Restaurant. I'll be in the building in Cincinnati hosting the Halloween party there with DJ Sean Solomon will be in the building there. And then Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, I will be in Columbus hosting in Columbus, Ohio. My man Pyrex listening party. Yes, indeed. And the
Pyrex
name of the place
homie.
Is Pyrex
true. Pyrex from Toronto. That's my little homie.
Yeah, Pyrex. Yep, uh-huh. I'm telling you,
homie,
what's
yeah.
up. You're surprised you didn't call in. Yeah, but, you know, much love and much respect, yo. For those out there listening, man, hey, you know, one thing I want everybody to do, Dre would tell you. Dre, you want to say something before we get out of here?
Man, it's just a blessing, man. I just appreciate what y'all got going, man. You know what I mean? And it's just good that we all just networking and keeping it popping, man. I appreciate the energy, man. That's everything. And we got to give everybody their flowers and give everybody their respect while they're here, man. So, Sean, keep it going, man, because when we gone, everybody wants to say, oh, man, we should have been. Well, we doing it right now, brother. So I just appreciate you, man. Let's stay at it.
Tapped all the way in. All right. And that's how we're going to end the show, y'all. We're going to play this one more game, y'all, because I want y'all to know out there around America, just one thing, when you come to our city, you got to do this.
Nip, hustle, rest up, King.
Hey.
When you land in my city, you better tap in. Before you go to the hood, you better tap in. Before you go out to eat, you better tap in. Before you buy you some weed, you better tap in. Now, homie, tap in, tap in. Yeah, baby, tap in, tap in. You know you better tap in, tap in. DC, you better tap in, tap in. Yeah, go ahead, bang my line. It'd be smart of you to do before you chance your life. Dangerous outside and mixing with these brothers who ain't got no stripes. Yeah, don't be so fast exposing your dope. They had you robbed naked on the side of the road. Game is to be sold, but you've been told for sure. And be these fine fly women out here plotting the most. It's a way to move, especially on the West Coast. I got the formula, you got the break, I'm get you a dope. Dope minds with 4 5s and most cities worldwide. It's rules to live by, and one day we all die. It's real beer to check in, respect it. We stay connected to street biz. It's different than square business. You better listen, more specific. Don't forget.
When you hit LA, you better tap in. When you see Las Vegas, you better tap in. When you land in Miami, you better tap in. When you get to New York, you better tap in.
the strip club laughing, asking questions they asking. Want a baddie, then I know who to send you. Want some tree, I get you the menu. The evil that men do, tell the truth what I can do. Keep you from getting pressed, keep you from getting beat, keep you from being next. I'll tell you just where to go, show you shortcuts to the cities that I know. Connect you to the club and get you some real dough. Don't rock with them weirdos, but that's what I'm here for. Show you who is real, folks, the people you gotta know. The dudes and the dough, so, and how to move on alone. How to be out of control. Posting way too much over there. You have a troll just trying to be numb. You said he playing games instead of be grown. You know what it is. When you get to the bank, you better tap in. When you speak to the key, you better tap in. When you pull up the fiddle, you better tap in. When you land in the shine, you better tap in. Detroit, tap in. Tap in. DC, tap in. Tap in. St. Louis, tap in. Tap in. Everybody, tap in. Tap in.
Tap in. Tap in. Tap in. You better tap in. Tap in.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Hey, step in, step in. When you step in.
That's right.
Michelle and them down there in the IE. I don't know, they were just on and then they just tapped in. They did tap in.
They tap in on Android, Apple TV, Roku, tap in, Android, Apple TV, Roku, tap in.
Hey, man, Sir J Boogie, man. Yeah. Sir J Boog, man. It's Mac and Boog, man.
For sure.
We rocking with y'all. We rocking with y'all.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah,
I love
it. Tap
in right now.
Tap in. To everybody out in the IE,
Sean, when you back on the
rep? I'm on the rep for Rock for Kindness, the 10th, November 10th. I'm on the 10th. I'll be there on the 8th, 2 days before the show.
Okay, you already know what time it is. Tap in.
Rock for Kindness, USA. Yep, USA World Kindness Day. Yep, I'm there.
Right now, I'm tapped into these shrimp and these red beans and rice, boy. Woo, off the chain.
Get it in. All right, we gone, y'all. Much love and respect. Thank y'all for being here.
Appreciate y'all.
Yo, UBA.
Me and team in the building.
Much love, Dre. Appreciate you. All right.
Catch all the way.
All right. Tune in every week, y'all. All right,
Dre.